You're listening to VPR. I'm Alex Keefe. An outbreak of measles that started at Disneyland has now sickened more than 100 people in at least 14 states and stirred up the debate over whether to vaccinate children. In December, a study from the United Health Foundation ranked Vermont as the second healthiest state in the country, but when it comes to the percentage of toddlers who were immunized, Vermont falls to number 37. Here to talk about the state's vaccination rate is Dr. Harry Chen. He's the commissioner of the Vermont Department of Health. Commissioner, welcome.
It's good to be here, Alex. Thank you.
Given the relative health of Vermont and many other areas, why does the state have such a high incidence of unvaccinated kids?
Well, I think to put some perspective on those relatively low rates, our rate actually in first grade is for measles vaccine is 96%. So in the end, we actually are doing fairly well protecting our kids, but the rate in the lower age groups actually has been a challenge to Vermont. And I suspect it relates to people really being slow on the uptake on getting all their kids the vaccine. So by the time they get to kindergarten, they've actually doing pretty well. That said, we do have a fairly high rate of Vermonters who choose not to vaccinate their kids for whether it be non-medical reasons, whether it be religious or philosophical reasons. And that's clearly a challenge. But again, I want to stress that the vast majority of Vermonters and Americans vaccinate their kids. And I think that's the thing we really should emphasize in the face of this potential epidemic.
Vermont is one of 20 states that allow parents not to vaccinate children for philosophical reasons as opposed to medical or religious reasons. And the philosophical exemption has been the most common. There are risks to getting kids vaccinated. So what do you say to parents who are listening, who worry about those risks, or who simply say, hey, it's my choice if I want to get my kid vaccinated?
Well, I think the challenge is balancing the overall public health and safety and what happens in our schools when kids are entrusted to our care, and a parent's individual right to make a decision for their child. And I think that's an issue which was a very contentious one in our legislature. We made some changes both to ensure that if a parent was making that decision, they were getting good information provided by the health department and making that choice. And additionally, we're actually providing rates of each individual school. So if you're a parent of another child who is vaccinated, you can go to your school and find out what percentage of your kids in your school are vaccinating, and therefore, by default, how much at risk is your school from that measles case that's only one plane ride or one car ride away.
And we're hearing talk again in Montpelier about removing the philosophical exemption from state law. Where do you stand on that?
You know, my position has always been fairly clear that I do think that vaccination is the safest thing you can do for your children, and that it's our responsibility to ensure that all kids in school, especially those that can't be vaccinated, are protected. So I am not in favor of the philosophical exemption, but that said, I think we have a lot of room to improve in terms of that period of between kindergarten and first grade where we actually get a lot more kids vaccinated.
We've heard from a lot of people who want to take it a step further, especially in light of the case in Disneyland. Should the state be able to compel parents to vaccinate their kids?
I think more to the point of an outbreak would be the ability of the state to actually exclude kids who aren't vaccinated from school if there is an outbreak. And we actually do have the statutory authority to do that, and I would exercise that.
Could something like the measles outbreak that started in Disneyland happen in Vermont?
Oh, absolutely. As if you do go to that school website, you'll see schools where there are 30-40% of the kids that are vaccinated. So really, in some of those schools, you could have an outbreak very easily, and it could get very big very quickly.
Dr. Harry Chen is the commissioner of the Vermont Department of Health. Commissioner, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
And be sure to tune into Vermont Edition tomorrow for an in-depth conversation about measles and vaccines, as well as the recent tuberculosis outbreak in Charlotte. That's at noon tomorrow on VPR.